It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only,
I mean, could you imagine a twin?
Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Tuesday, October 26, 2021, and judging by the pre-show here in the studio, going to be a great show today. And as Larry Tuneforce mentioned, we have Mayor Cal Sheehy in the house from Lake Havasu City.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Also, City Manager Jess Knudsen.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So who wants to do the intro? I guess I will.
Go for it.
Since it's my show, right? Director of External Relations for Allo Communications. Man, have we waited for you to come to town. Not just you, but your company. Dwight Weininger, he goes by Doc.
Absolutely.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you guys may not know this, but he has broadcast experience.
I did know that, actually. I believe his voice is heard around Arizona during spring training.
Absolutely. Spring training, Grand Canyon University, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Oakland A's, and for 27 years, the voice of the state championships in the state of Nebraska. So if anybody is relocated from Nebraska, may have heard me on television there as well.
Nice. Is that radio or PA, or how does that work?
I've done both. And, of course, in the state championships in Nebraska, they cover it live statewide on their educational television. So you do the award ceremonies and the introductions and things like that. But then I'm the guy in the arena that's, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pinnacle Bank Arena, or whatever the name of
nice.
The facility is.
So. Nice. Huh? He's got the voice.
He's got the voice.
He does. I love PA announcing. It's my favorite besides radio because you get to set the mood and everything for – I know NCAA is a little bit different. They're more impartial, is that the word?
Well, I
almost said nonpartisan.
That's what the rule says. The rule says that the announcer shall announce the game in a nonpartisan manner, which, of course, the only way I found that out was I was doing an NCAA Division III regional, and I was a home team announcer for a college called Nebraska Wesleyan, and I was actually called in the day of the finals and said that the coach from Wisconsin Whitewater had filed a complaint against me for inciting the crowd. And so
that's my favorite part.
They read me that provision from the NCAA rule book, and that's how I found out it existed. So the only way I could announce the championship was if I agreed when they tapped on my shoulder I had to leave, otherwise I couldn't announce the game. And so I made it through the whole game, but that's how I found out that rule was in the rule book.
I want, you know, when you really make is when you get to Chase Field and you get to be the D-backs announcer, right?
Oh, that would be sweet. Absolutely.
Wouldn't it? Is that your favorite team?
Actually, my favorite team, I grew up as a Royals fan in southeast Nebraska, about 2 hours from Royal Stadium, and actually started going to the Kansas City A's games. I'm going to give my age away here, but went to the Kansas City A's games as a youngster. So last year when I got to announce spring training game between the A's and the Royals, that was pretty cool.
I grew up a Reds fan, but my very first jersey was a Freddie Pottek jersey.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the shortstop for the Royals many, many, many years. I'm not sure if he's in the Hall of Fame yet, but he should be in my mind.
Yeah, and he brought short to the term short
stature. Yeah. No kidding.
About 5'4".
No
four.
Kidding.
Oh, jeez.
All right. So welcome to the show, everybody. And Doc's going to tell us about Allo Communications and what a story. How long has Allo been in business?
So Allo's been in business since 2003. And what we are is a fiber to the premise provider. So we build fiber networks. We will come into Lake Havasu, and starting later this year, fourth quarter this year, first quarter next year, we will start building a fiber network that will go past every home, business, educational, government institution in Lake Havasu City. Over that network, then we will provide internet, high-speed internet, cable television, and telephone services over that. And we've been doing that starting in Nebraska and then expanding to Colorado and now Arizona for 18 years.
Mr. Mayor, how did this partnership happen? Did you go to them? Did they come to you? How did that work?
You know, it was mutual. We've had a need in Lake Havasu City for additional options and additional services, and Allo was looking for expansion into the Arizona market, and Doc has an affinity for Arizona and really was a champion to help lead the way. And they were able to provide a $50 million investment into our community that's going to be able to bring these services to our citizens, to give our citizens choices and increase the competitive landscape when it comes to broadband, telephone, and television services. So we're really excited to have Allo. We appreciate Doc and all that he's done to champion this and for Allo Communications for investing nearly $50 million in Lake Havasu City.
Jess, is this something that you've heard from the business community and residents alike, that we need a competitor to the existing internet service provider, Suddenlink?
Yeah, you know, and within the community, we hear from folks, whether the residents or the you know, the business owners and the commercial clients out there. Some do pretty well with the services that they have, but that's not across the board. And so what a partnership with Allo, and Allo making that determination to come to Havasu and invest $50 million into the infrastructure in Havasu, like the mayor says, provides that competition. If somebody else wants to step up and compete with Allo, they're more than welcome to. And Doc, I know you're not afraid of a little competition.
No, we fare well in competitive situations and don't shy away from that at all.
Tell me about the service itself, internet service. Let's say, okay, you have TV, you have phone, you have internet. What is the top speed on the internet?
Well, the top speed that will be offered in Lake Havasu City, it will be one of our new networks with the new electronics. Our network will be capable of delivering 10 gig to the home, to each location, symmetrical, which means upload and download speeds as well. And so to put it in perspective, you know, 1 gig is 1,000 meg. So, you know, the FCC definition of broadband is 25 meg down and 3 meg up, which is silly in and of itself.
It's almost dial up nowadays.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
But, so 10 gig would be 10,000 meg. And our network is symmetrical as a fiber network, so the upload speeds and the download speeds are the same. And our current, so we offer 500 meg symmetrical as our standard package, and then we'll go up to a gig and 10 gig from there.
So we're used to 200 right now, right, as the standard, but it's not unlimited. You have to go to 400 to get unlimited,
yeah,
which is what I have at home for work from home purposes. But this will start at 500, and it's unlimited?
It is. We have no data caps.
Wow.
And it is symmetrical. So when you're talking about your 200 down, I'm not sure what you're getting up.
About 50.
Yeah, okay.
50 to 80.
You're right.
Yeah.
And this is a symmetrical service. So it'll be 500 is our standard package.
That's amazing. If any of our listeners have a question for Doc Weininger from Allo Communications or Mayor Cal Sheehy or City Manager Jess Knutson, give us a call. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Now, there have been stories about internet expansion into rural communities. Is this part of that or something separate altogether?
Well, this is our investment completely.
Not with government money.
This is no government money, okay, in the case of Lake Havasu City. Now, we are looking at a variety of Arizona markets. Some of them are more expensive to build. Some of them may need some government support. But in the case of Lake Havasu City, the $50 million that we talk about in investment is strictly our own private capital.
What was it like to take that phone call?
Cal. Wait, hey, there's an internet service provider on the phone. They want to come to Havasu.
You know,
you must have thought it was a prank call.
Well, we're really excited, and we've been entertaining and discussing options with a multiple level of providers, including our current providers, to bring their service up to the expectations of our citizens. And we continue to have those conversations. And Allo, from the get-go, has been very professional. They have done all of their homework. They knew our market. They knew our needs. And so it was refreshing to have a conversation with a company that had already invested time and energy into our community to understand who we're going to be. And one of the great things about Allo is if you follow them on social media or you have a conversation with Doc or anyone on their team, you're going to realize how community-minded they are. Mm. And that is what Lake Havasu City is. And so to have a company come to our community and be a business member, but also a service provider to our citizens that really is connected to the community and understands our needs and our wants and is willing to be a partner for that, I see Allo Communication employees coaching our Little League teams and out at our different community events and sponsoring our nonprofits. And, you know, that's what their behavior has been in the other markets that they operate in. And that is true to the values of who we are in Lake Havasu City. So we're really excited that Allo is going to be a partner and a new member of our business community.
A community partner is always, always great, especially from corporate like that from Allo. So you live in Arizona, correct?
Correct.
How did you get, are we the first Arizona market, did I hear you say?
Yes.
How did you make that happen?
I kept harassing our upper management that, frankly, what happened was about a year ago, we took on a new capital partner, and they wanted to invest several hundred million dollars into growing communities. We were operating in Nebraska and Colorado at that time, and the idea was find expanding markets, find great communities that are growing, where they need a service like this. Having worked for several years in Arizona in the fiber business in the Phoenix area, mm-hmm. I was familiar with the markets here, and I brought several Arizona markets to our board for consideration, and Havasu was the first one where they decided to start the investment in Arizona.
Well, you just generated our first phone call. Let's take a call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Most of the projects I see involving fiber optics, they're burying the cable. In a densely populated area like Havasu, are they going to be stringing them up on the power lines as well?
Isn't that easier to service too?
It is, and let me address that real quick. Thank you for the question. I appreciate that. We will follow generally the electric utility. We build an entirely new utility. So where the electric utility is aerial, we will generally be aerial if the pole can support the additional fiber for several reasons. And one of them is it costs roughly 3 to 4 times as much to bury fiber as it does to build it aerially.
It's just like electricity, too. It's the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So we will have we actually have pole attachment agreements already in place with Unisource, and we will be basically building a mirror image network to Unisource's network here in Lake Havasu City.
Is that something you have to lease access to the poles?
Yes, we do pay pole attachment agreements per pole.
Okay, Kenny, did you have another question?
Yes, government and business in general are pretty much insisting on internet use. Are they contributing any to these projects?
They are in certain locations that are very high-cost locations. Because Lake Havasu City is primarily aerial, and it's between 82 and 85% aerial, that and because of the compact nature of the city, there is no government assistance needed for us to build this particular market. There are other markets that are more spread out, that are more underground, that are more expensive to build, where there may need to be some government participation. But in the case of Lake Havasu City, it's 100%. Private capital.
Right.
Yeah, I have one credit card that insists that I contact them only by the internet, yet the internet where I live isn't readily available.
Kenny's in Yucca, by the way.
Okay.
Which is right over the mountain here.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that they think that everybody just automatically has internet access, and the way government is operating, they think the same thing. Is anyone trying to tell them or communicate to them that, hey, everybody doesn't have this, but we're trying to get it to them. Is there any efforts in that direction?
You know, I believe there is. I think that's what you're seeing. I have a meeting later this week with the head of the Arizona Broadband, State Broadband Office, and they're going to be announcing in mid-November probably a couple of $100 million worth of grants to build high-speed internet to those types of high-cost areas. And so,
right.
But I do think business and government, I mean, they make rules for the vast majority of people, and the vast majority of people have at least serviceable internet.
Well, and one thing that helps too are apps that go on with cell phones, because a cell phone is a computer that's in your hand. So, if that helps at all, Kenny.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the input and your answers. Thank you again.
You're welcome. You can see the level of our audience, the intelligence level is just is off the hook.
Absolutely. We'll play a little stump the doctor here.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. All right. Well, Doc asked for classic rock. He gets it because we play the bumper music that the guest wants to hear. That's what, awesome. You looked at me with this look like, why do you want to know what kind of music I like? So there you go. All right. We'll be back on Speak Out after a short break. We've got City Manager Jess Knudsen, Mayor Cal Sheehy, and Doc Weininger. I'm saying it right, right?
That is correct.
Okay, from Allo Communications. He's the Director of External Relations. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. Stay with us. All right, we're back on Speak Out. Welcome back. We've got Allo Communications Director of External Relations, Doc Weininger, in the studio, along with City Manager Jess Knudsen, Mayor Cal Sheehy, and Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau. Thane O'Brien was spot on, assisting with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane at 928-706-2784. Send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And our newest sponsor, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants, with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center. Visit their website. And you're not going to believe this website, Doc. LaughlinNevada.net. Was that... Oh, sorry about that. Was that brilliant or what?
Yeah, that was... Some thought went into that.
And he probably did that about 1998-ish.
That so, was when things were just getting cranked up.
Talk about some foresight, right?
Absolutely.
We have another phone call. Let's go ahead and take it. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Good morning. Couple questions. Is this going to be available just in the city limits of Havasu?
Okay. Thank you for the question. We start in the city limits because there are license agreements that are signed regarding primarily the delivery of video services. And then we expand beyond that on what we call a success basis. So it's a cost analysis of what it will cost us then to extend to the area, unincorporated areas. Arizona, I'll be honest with you, is different than other states we've operated in, and is that there are a lot more unincorporated areas around cities in Arizona than exist in Nebraska and Colorado. So as we look to expand the network, once the construction within the city is done, we will definitely be looking. I know in two other markets, and specifically we're planning to build well beyond that, and there's some areas that we will be looking at beyond the city limits here based on where there's some conduit available, based on where there's some facilities available, but the initial focus will be on getting it to the locations within the city limits.
Okay, my other question then would be, well, actually I have three more, but never mind. the time frame for completion in Havasu, and also what about the materials that the actual cable is being made of? I mean, you know how the weather beats everything up out here.
Yes, and
great question.
It, all of our cable, whether it is in the ground or aerial, is all in conduit. So it's protected cable within the conduit itself, and it's a fiber that we get from various sources in various sizes, depending whether it's distribution fiber or whether it's the last to the house fiber. It will all be protected within conduit.
Do you have a life expectancy for that?
Well, we have fiber that we've had in some pretty harsh areas. You know, Nebraska's weather goes from 105 to 110 in the summer to 20 below. We built
0 to 60 in 3 days.
Yeah, we built Valentine, Nebraska this year, wow, and through two blizzards. And so you see a lot of the expansion contraction issues that maybe you don't, where it's just pure heat. But we have fiber that is 18 years old, and those we have employees that came from companies that started putting in fiber in the 80s.
Very nice.
So we talk about a 30-year life.
One other thing that, if I may, then, what about stores? Are they going to, you're going to have stores? And my next question, if yes, are they going to be manned better than the ones we have now?
That's a really good question. We talked about that before the show.
I can tell you how we staff our stores. I can't really comment on how anybody else does, but
I can.
Let's keep it clean.
We will have a storefront. One of our four core values of our company is to be local, so we will have probably somewhere between 40 and 50 permanent employees in Lake Havasu City, and that will include our storefront. Our storefront will be the old Sears building right next to Planet Fitness, just up the street from where we are right now. We already have it under lease, and it is being renovated right now. It'll be open in the first quarter of this next year.
So that store will, how many people are going to be in that particular store then?
Well, in this, we will have a variety in that particular store.
Customer service I'm talking about is what I mean.
And we'll have customer service people in that store. We will have customer service people locally 24/7 that then go over to our own call centers. We provide all of our own customer service 24/7. We don't use any outside contract call centers or anything like that. So we will have those stores staffed during the normal business hours in person. And then we will have, in addition to that, we will have our local cable splicers will be local. Our installers will be local. Our tech support will be local. Our construction people will be local. So that's where we get to 40 to 50 permanent employees. The breakdown in the market will depend, but, you know, we will have I think it's 4 to 8 is what the estimate is as far as who will be available at the storefront.
That's about 85% better than what it is now. One other thing real quickly is, what about the completion?
Okay. There's a couple of things that affect that, and I appreciate that question. Normally, on a city this size, for us to build the entire city, it'll be 18 to 24 months. That will be a little bit of an abbreviated schedule here because we can build year-round. In our other markets in Colorado and Nebraska, there are months where it's unbuildable for a variety of reasons. The ground's frozen. You know, there's blizzards, whatever it happens to be. So once we start, and if I can, let me elaborate a little bit on our construction process. We'll have two central offices in Lake Havasu City where all of our electronics will be located. We will divide the city into a grid of about 1,000 rooftops per pod. And within that grid, we will start then building immediately from our central offices out. And that's part of the reason I'm in town right now, is to help select those central office locations. Once you have completed a pod, and then we'll be permitting the next pod after, as we are building the current one. So we'll start construction on two of those, and we'll start permitting on the next ones. Once that pond is completely built out, we will turn up service in that location. So we will not wait until the whole city is built. We will bring people in as the construction is done in that particular pond.
Where are you going to start?
Well, that's, it'll depend on where we locate those central offices, which is, there'll be one in each half of town. And what we will be, and there'll be a mix of business and res. We don't just start in the business. We will start business and res both. I will say that our goal is to start start construction, and part of this is dependent on some regulatory issues at the state level, but since this is our first market. But our goal is to start either in fourth quarter this year or first quarter of next year, and the first pond will be lighted probably 120 to 150 days, so 4 to 5 months after construction starts.
You
will start seeing Allo trucks in the next 2 or 3 weeks in the community, as we are going to be in town, our construction people taking pictures of the poles, writing out the routes. So you might see some people in the easements behind your houses, but you're going to be seeing Allo trucks starting in town. We've hired our first couple of people that are construction supervisors, and you're going to start seeing our trucks in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, caller?
Yep, thank you very much. I can't wait.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I don't know if you or Jess, I don't know if you've ever heard me at one of the county press conferences, but I think I just met my match.
Yes.
Right? All right. Let's go ahead and take a short break. And a lot of information coming out here with Allo Communications Director of External Relations, Doc Weininger. And we also have, this is the longest I've never heard you talk in the studio.
Is that a good thing? Or?
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying good or bad. It's just an observation.
Yes.
So we have Mayor Cal Sheehy and City Manager Jess Knudsen in here as well. And music by request, classic rock for Doc, right?
Absolutely.
You got some Blue Oyster Cult coming right in, and we're going to break. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, some more classic rock with Doc.
All right.
I am not Doc. That is Doc right there.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. All right, and trying to keep a little Halloween theme going here, too, with the Ziggy Stardust. Yeah, Don't Fear the Reaper, Back in Black. I don't know if you White
Absolutely,
Wedding.
Yeah.
Did you guys pick up on that?
You bet.
White Wedding. Probably
White
not, right, Cal?
I did not.
Yeah. But Billy Idol.
Creative.
Oh, okay. The White Wedding. All right, Speak Out. Brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SamsGuns.com. Here's one you'll like, all right? It's my favorite word differentiated by an apostrophe. Herbs, herbs.
Ooh. I like that.
Well, words are our business, so,
Absolutely.
Right? That's how it works. SunPower by Esme Electric, and by Bobby Lewis and the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty with Julie Lewis, Brian Vesely, and Lori Rule. Just a reminder, over on the sports station tonight, we carry the Suns, we carry the Cardinals, we carry the D-backs. Well, even on bad days, we carry the D-backs. So, Suns basketball tonight hosting, tomorrow night hosting Sacramento at 7 p.m. No game scheduled today. Cardinals, of course, the 7-0 Cardinals.
Yeah.
You're liking that?
I do like that.
Yeah, me too. All right, hosting Green Bay on Thursday. That's at 5 p.m. And then our Fighting Knights, 4 straight wins.
Love that.
Yes. They're looking good right now. They're number 11 right now going in the state playoff hunt, if you will. The Fighting Knights taking on the Wolves of Estrella Foothills. That's at 7 p.m. on the AM only on Friday night and on KNTRSports.com. So there you have it.
Lots going on.
Yeah, a lot going on. And, man, the Fighting Knights are just really impressive. They just won 28-26. And it was, I can't even remember the name of the team now. It moved from week to week.
Sure, yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, that was a tough game. They held on to win with an interception at the end. So,
wow.
From a kid that normally rushes for 300 yards, he got the interception on the other side of the ball.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, excellent. So, we have, Doc Weininger here from Allo Communications, Director of External Relations, Jess Knudsen, who, of course, is city manager, and Mayor Cal Sheehy. And I don't know if the question's been posed to you, but right now you've got a lot of internal infrastructure in the buildings themselves when it comes. This is a different kind of internet, though. Right now we have
We have RG6 cable, of course, for internet. But you're talking about a different kind. This is fiber optic cable.
This is fiber optic cable. And the fiber optic cable is limited only by the electronics that you put on it. And I mentioned earlier, you know, our traditional network offers a gig symmetric service, upload and download. And by changing the electronics on that, we will go back to our previous markets and we'll upgrade them to 10 gig markets. The router that we provide with all of our service right now is about a 3 gig router. And so it's kind of interesting. There's commercial routers that will, we actually provide up to 100 gig service to businesses. And so it comes down to what kind of equipment. But from a residential standpoint, 3 gig right now is kind of the max. And, you know, it's kind of funny to say we can only offer 3 gig through the router because 3 gig is, you know, a lot of bandwidth.
What about those people who already have their own equipment through Suddenlink? Is that usable, or is it better to use your equipment?
Well,
and is there a charge?
There's no charge. It's included in our basic service charge, and we tend to insist that people use our equipment since it's not going to cost them anything, so that for our technical people at our network operations center, they can troubleshoot that router without having to be able to troubleshoot 50 different routers. And since it doesn't cost anything and we install it and there's no installation fee, we're going to bring it out, we're going to install it, and if something happens, we're going to come take care of it. And so, people may have some equipment, maybe they're partial to it, but we have found that it's a lot easier for us. We can reset the routers if we need to from our NOC, from our network operations center. And it just is a better system if everybody's using that same. And if it doesn't cost anything, you might as well use our router.
Right, right. So where are we at right now, Mayor Sheehy, as far as ALLO goes? It's full speed ahead, or do you have Partnership for Economic Development involved? How does that work?
Sure. Yeah, the Partnership for Economic Development has been very helpful throughout the entire process. So one of the reasons that ALLO was so quick to be able to make the decision about Lake Havasu was that our city staff and the Partnership for Economic Development were able to create and provide information, documents, so that it would make it easy for them to be able to build a network and be able to sell it to their board to get the investment in our community. So we're continuing on with that relationship and fostering that, working in partnership. We're going to help ALLO get across the finish line with some of the state regulatory bodies in order to get the stuff that they need to be able to start construction immediately.
Right.
There's no reason that we should be delayed at the state, especially when it's a top priority of our community, it's a top priority of the governor, and it's a top priority of the state. And so we'll continue to help them through that regulatory process and move forward from there.
All right, we have another phone call.
Excellent.
You're popular today. I can't imagine why. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
That was the same guy with another question.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to ask about, do you have price packages in place yet, or is that to be determined?
Excellent question. Thank you.
Thank you for that. It's to be determined. You can go to our website, allofiber.com, and you can see our prices in our other communities. And I would recommend also people interested in employment take a look at allofiber.com, because we are starting to advertise our Lake Havasu positions on there, as well as our remote positions. Currently in our most expensive market, which is Lincoln, Nebraska, 500 meg symmetrical is $70 a month, and a gig is $99 a month. And so I tell people what our most expensive is, so if it ends up being less than that, then it's less than that. But right
is
now,
that residential or commercial?
That's residential. Sorry. Yeah, commercial is usually... That's kind of a negotiated price, and so the commercial rates are usually not on that. That's the only thing that fluctuates, but those are residential rates that I quoted there.
Yeah, I saw a really nice rate from the competitor the other day, and I went into the fine print, new customers only.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And we always say at ALLO, if you're a customer for 5 minutes or 5 years, you pay the same. We do not do entry-level pricing. We don't do, it's $60 now, or $20. Now and $120 in 6 months. We don't do any of that. The price is what the price is, and everybody pays the same.
Well, I'll be honest, Jess and Cal. You know, when I go to mess with anything with my internet service, I think long and hard, because it's working right now. And when it's broke, don't fix it, right? So anyway, now those job opportunities. Are you looking for current CSRs, people that have experience with that?
obviously anybody that's had some industry experience is beneficial. It's not absolutely necessary. Where it does help is, you know, in installers, we can train pretty well. The higher you get up as far as, you know, our engineering people, our network design people, you know, our splicers, it does help to have some experience there. And one of the things, just as a side, we're going to be working with the community college as well to start some training programs. You know, we're hoping to partner with the Partnership of Economic Development here to do career fairs and hiring fairs and things like that as well. So we're looking at those kind of partnerships locally as well.
Now, we broadcast to the communities of Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Kingman, Golden Valley. Any expansion there in the future?
There is. Mojave Electric Cooperative in their territory is doing similar build outs. And so, you know, our model works best where we come in as the first fiber provider. And so, but I guess you can look at the map and you can see anywhere that's not MEC territory is expansion is something we're looking at for expansion. Mm-hmm. So that's the best way I can answer that.
All right. Jess, what about the city and franchise license agreements and things like that? Did they apply here?
Well, the state statutes changed several years ago and how that works out, and so it's a very straightforward process. In the past, the cities were able to negotiate with companies like Allo and companies like Suddenlink and other video service companies. Now the statutes just basically say this is what it looks like, and you both sign on the bottom of the page. And we're going through that process right now, and really, at this point, it's just an administrative process that's out there. And since the conversation started in March, we've had some really good back and forth and with Doc and his team and the city and our team. And so we'll do what's right, you know, the city's position is always to put business in a position to succeed, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here today.
Doc, does the company have you on the road to any other Arizona markets right now?
Yes, I'm on the road to probably half a dozen Arizona markets right now. Our board...
Are they this size or larger?
Our most efficient construction is between roughly 10,000 residents and 100,000 residents. So if you look at communities those size, you can guess our target markets. You know, pull up the Arizona list of cities and look from 10,000 to 100,000, and any one of those is a potential market.
So fiber, it's not a new thing, obviously, but you have to tie into something. You have to tie, obviously, is that coming from Vegas, Phoenix, Los Angeles? Where are we coming from originally?
So there's you have three. Basically, when you talk about fiber, you have long-haul fiber, which is to take it from Vegas to Phoenix. You have middle-mile fiber, which might be between, say, Kingman and Lake Havasu City, you know, in a region where you might have fiber. And then you have the last mile. And the last mile is what we specialize in, which is taking it from where it comes into the town. And that's our central offices that we're talking about. That's where we interconnect with the Internet to take it to the world. And we build then the last mile to all the locations. So then we lease from people like Zayo, AT&T, Lumen, you know, these kind of providers. APS has a fiber network in the state. ADOT is building a fiber network in the state. So we will lease our long-haul fiber, and we'll take it to what they call carrier hotels or places like that. And Las Vegas and Phoenix are the most likely places where we will take data, also to Los Angeles, from this market. And our network will be fully redundant. So if there's a cut, it will circle back and go a different direction. So we're a five nines company as far as uptime on our network.
So you're not reliant on any other type of network. Once you're on the fiber, your speed has increased. It won't be downgraded by any other links, is that right?
That is correct. And you know, we are one of the top in all of the categories, one of the top 10 fiber providers in the country for speed, latency. Lincoln, Nebraska, what we serve out of the top 100 cities in the country, is number 4 behind 3 Google Fiber communities as far as speed and latency and network quality in Lincoln.
Talk about build out, right? Right in the center of the country.
So yeah. Build out from there. Is that how it worked?
It you know, we were a Nebraska company from day one. And so, we were acquired in 2015 by a company called Nelnet. So if you have student loans, they process about 65% of the student loans in the United States. And they bought Allo in 2015 because they wanted fiber to the home built in Lincoln, Nebraska. And so they brought that capital. That was probably a $250 million project that they brought the capital right. for to build that network. And so they then brought in the capital partner a year ago that I mentioned earlier.
Doc, is there anything we missed before I go to the mayor and Jess with, you know, 5 minutes of city council preview?
Yeah, like I said, though, what I really wanted to emphasize today is you're going to see us in the community starting within the next 2 weeks and go to allofiber.com to find out everything you want to about our company as well as the current job openings that are there.
And it's ALL.
Right.
Fiber.com.
And just so you know, that's French for hello.
Oh,
remember,
you used to
always pick up your phone and go,
hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
That's where the
being
the
a LaVoy, I've heard that before.
Exactly.
Especially back east. So give us a little preview of what's happening at city council meeting tonight.
Yes.
So 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at the council chambers. We have a packed agenda today. We have several items that we'll be discussing. We have the resurfacing of McCulloch down in the Main Street area from Acoma to Smoketree, awarding that bid. We'll have that discussion. We'll have a discussion about the second well, so we'll have redundancy in our water system based on the outcome of council vote this evening.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also be talking about water and utility rates, so we're going to come back and revisit what we unanimously adopted earlier this year. We've now implemented it and understand that it's causing hardships for most notably the multifamily sector. So we'll take a look at that and have a discussion with council and be able to hopefully give direction to city staff to make some corrections or adjustments or some sort of resolution of certainty for our citizens in that arena. But we have 13 public hearings throughout the evening, so it'll be a long one. A lot of important work that we're doing, and we're excited to hopefully engage with our community this evening at 6 p.m. at the council chambers.
So, Jess, on the Main Street resurfacing on McCulloch there, what's the impact to businesses? What can they look forward to as far as impacts on access and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so that's a great question because that is going to be an impact to every business on McCulloch. We're going to have one-on-one conversations with all the business owners and communicate the path forward there too. We have basically two options where we can go through a kind of a scalpel approach and do kind of one intersection or one section at a time,
mm-hmm.
And then try to maximize access off McCulloch to the businesses. So that's one path and one approach. The other approach would be to close it down and rip off the Band-Aid and over a shorter period of time, working nights and odd hours to get that project done as quickly as possible. So those are the two approaches that we're evaluating, and I need to know more about what's the time difference between those two options. And so that's the plan there. But most importantly, it is going to be communicating that message to the downtown businesses. One of the nice things about the downtown is we got the back parking lots and other access that are out there. So I'm hoping that we can do this rather quickly. And in the end, we'll have a brand new service on Main Street. We're not talking about a chip seal or an application on top of the existing road. We're talking about tearing up the road and putting a brand new surface down in between Smoketree and Acoma on McCulloch.
So a lot like the project that took place down on Lake Havasu Avenue.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, get your 30 seconds to a minute in your elevator speech on the 50th anniversary gala dinner.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you. We actually have a lot of events going on this week. We're at the tail end of our golden anniversary celebrations for the month of October, celebrating the dedication of the London Bridge. First, on Thursday, October 28th, this Thursday at 4 p.m. under the bridge, we'll have a dedication ceremony. We'll have refreshments and cake afterwards, but please come down and enjoy the dedication ceremony. We have a lot of great things planned for that.
What time was that?
That's at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 p.m. underneath the London Bridge. And then on Saturday, October 30th, we'll have our London Bridge Days Parade starting at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
along the Main Street McCulloch Corridor. A lot of fun. We're excited to have that back. And then on Saturday evening, October 30th, we'll have our gala dinner, which is just a one final celebration for our dedication and our golden anniversary. Tickets are $50 per person, and all of those proceeds go to the Lake Havasu Museum of History. You can purchase your tickets by going to lhcaz.gov/50th. Tickets are only on sale for the next couple of days because we have to plan the meal accordingly with the number of folks. But we encourage everyone to join us and be a part of that. And then finally, on Sunday, October 31st, they'll have a ceremony underneath London Bridge at 10 a.m. Dedicating the memorial walkway for our pioneers. So lots going on this weekend, and
right.
It's been a great month of celebration.
And the Matt Ferris concert. Saturday at 3, I believe it is.
Yes, underneath the bridge
right.
as well.
Brought to you by Radio Central and KJJJ Nash 102.3. All right, I'm playing this for you, Jess. Right on. Jess is a huge Beastie Boys fan. So believe it or not, he's the only Beastie Boys fan in North Dakota. Or from North Dakota. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Of course, Doc Weininger, Mayor Cal Sheehy, and City Manager Jess Knutson. Thanks so much for being here, guys.
Thank you, Paul.
What
Thank
a
you.
Great hour. Thank you so much. And thanks to the callers for making this talk radio, not just listen radio. We appreciate it. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
It's going to be a night of pure rock and roll. The Lake Havasu Firefighter Charities presents the final week of Concerts in the Park this Friday. So grab your chair, blanket, and your friends for this week's solid rock concert, The Mad Iguanas, brought to you by Horizon Community Bank. This Friday night concert is free and will be held at London Bridge Beach on the island. Gates open at 5 and music begins at 6. No food, drinks, or dogs allowed, please. Barley Brothers Brewery and Coach T's Barbecue on site. Come rock out at Concerts in the Park this Friday.
All right, great show today. Hannity is next, preceded by Fox News.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.